With the oil spill disaster still unfolding in the Gulf of Mexico, the Obama administration has not said clearly whether Shell's planned exploration drilling can go forward in the Arctic Ocean this summer. On Good Morning America today, senior White House advisor David Axelrod said no additional drilling has been authorized until an investigation uncovers why the Deep Horizon oil rig failed. The Interior Department also said today it's beginning a review of offshore drilling safety and technology issues. A spokeswoman for the department says it's waiting for that study to be completed in 30 days before making any decision on Arctic drilling. Shell spokesman Curtis Smith says in the meantime, the company is proceeding as if it can move forward.
We have to put the blueprints in place well in advance to have a safe, responsible program. So that actually started several months ago. If we were to stop or interrupt that activity, it would certainly jeopardize the 2010 season, no matter what came from the White House. So we're going to continue to plan for drilling in 2010 unless we hear otherwise.
Shell says it will be in much shallower water in the Arctic than BP's Gulf of Mexico drilling. The company also says it will bring extensive oil spill response equipment to the Arctic, but that hasn't reassured environmental groups. Margaret Williams is with the World Wildlife Fund in Anchorage. She says cleaning up oil in the Arctic is much more difficult than in warmer waters. She's calling on the Obama administration to put a stop to Shell's summer drilling.
Over and over again, we in Alaska, we've faced some terrible situations with the Exxon Valdez, and now we're seeing a very similar scenario unfold in the Gulf of Mexico. And if we don't learn from this mistake and we don't apply those lessons to the Arctic, we could be here in a few years talking about the Beaufort and the Chukchi Sea in the same way.
But Alaska's U.S. senators and state officials don't think the BP disaster should derail Shell's plans. A spokesman for Senator Lisa Murkowski stressed that Shell's work can be done safely and says the exploration work is important for the future of the Trans-Alaska pipeline. Governor Sean Parnell is also confident the exploration work can go forward. Joe Balash is a special assistant to the governor.
The Parnell administration still fully supports the development of exploration and hopefully ultimately production of oil and gas from the Arctic OCS. The commitment to protecting Alaska's environment has always been a priority and will remain so.
Balash says because of the Exxon Valdez disaster, Alaskans have special expertise in preventing oil spills and responding to them effectively when they do happen.